Hey, this is Amy, and this message is for my lady friends, and it's regarding relationships that, you know, maybe you're trying to really either fix, make work, and you're trying to decide, do I continue forward in this, or what do? I'm hitting a wall, and I just want to do some kind of some self-talk. Walk you down off the wall, right? You hit a wall, you're up on the wall, ready to jump. You know, that's what you feel like because you've come to the end of yourself and you're just at odds. It's like, I have done everything I can possibly think of or know. I've pretty much practically lost myself trying to fix this relationship. What more can I do? And so can I just say, you've done all you can do. And let yourself go from blaming yourself, doing the massive 10,000 word search of analysis within yourself of what you could have done differently. What did I do wrong? How can I adjust? How can I fix this? I don't know what it is. You know, us women, we, you know, usually the man gets the title or tagline of being the fix-it person, right? But when it comes to relationships for us women, we tend to be the ones that want to go in and fix this thing and make it right. And why is that? It's because security and stability is so huge for us as women. Even though we are in a society now where, you know, everything is like equal sides, you know, the women are CEOs of the company, the men are CEOs of the company, women have their own business, the men have their own business, you know, all this kind of stuff. And so it comes down to, what do you want in a relationship? And it's that emotional connection. So there's still these instincts within us of needing that and desiring, not necessarily, you know, it's that desire for safety, stability, because there still is the truth, you know, that the man is the stronger sex, you know, as far as, you know, power and strength and being the protector, right? When we as women step up into that protection mode, it messes with our hormones. And they've done a lot of scientific proof on this, that when you step into that, you step into testosterone, and it gets you off balance in your hormones, because you feel like now you've got to protect yourself. You've got to be the strong one, and you're not allowed to just be in that healthy estrogen state. And so it's amazing. If you ever want to look up studies on that, or you can just even go to, like, you know, John Gray, he's done a lot of breakdown studies on it, you know, the men versus Mars, you know, women, men and Mars, Venus, the whole thing, right? Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. And he's got his other book, The Beyond One, which is more relevant to this generation. And of course, you know, it's secular, but we can still glean scientific proof and truth out of things, right? So anyway, and experience in general from people that have been doing counseling for umpteen years and seen over thousands of people, there's usually a general consensus of what the needs, wants, and desires and issues are in relationships. It always boils down to these simple things, right? So back to the whole fix-it thing. We all know, when it comes to a man, they don't like to be told what to do. And they feel controlled, they'll feel claustrophobic, they'll feel, and that's when they start bolting, or they start leaving, or they're gone longer than normal, and they're needing that relief. And you know, there's even statistics that a lot of issues happen when the man comes home from work and he wants to just sit and veg and watch some TV. Well, get this, there's scientific proof that they're needing that because it actually resupplies their testosterone that's healthy for men. And if a woman doesn't know that, then we just look at them as like, they're being lazy, they need to talk with us, they need to communicate, but they're like talked out, right? They just need that charging. It's kind of like putting your man on a charger, right? That's their charging station for a little bit, whether it's watching TV or sports or just something that rejuvenates them. It could just be going into their office. It could be them doing a podcast if that's their thing, you know, whatever their whatever their hobby is, or just whatever is a state of rest for them. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. It's so huge for a man, and it's so huge for a woman, for us women too. But we say, well, when am I ever going to have time for that? You know, I'm managing a household, the kids, everything. I don't have me time. But the reality is all of us have 24 hours in a day, and it's all how we choose to manage it. And what we choose to believe and choose to, how we choose our freedom, how we choose to manage our freedom. But so anyway, it's easy to assume that our man is just being lazy. And as a woman, we want to connect right out of the gate. And how do we connect? By communication. So we're asking them, well, tell me about your day. What was your day like? I want to know all about it, like we would do with a girlfriend, right? Well, it doesn't work that way with a man, because he needs recuperation time. He doesn't want to talk about his day. That's, unless it's his absolute passion and he's really doing what he loves. And there's a lot of men that just, they aren't, right? They're just in the grind, doing a 9-to-5 job, feeling trapped in life. And so they come home, they don't want to talk about it, right? It's like, for some men, and John has shared this with me, it's like, I just got out of prison that was 9-to-5. Why do I want to share about what prison life was like today? You know? And so it's better for us to just kind of give them their time for a little bit, or just maybe join them in watching a little bit of TV or whatever they love doing, something recreational, and just being present, or just giving them some downtime and understanding that it's boosting, it's balancing their hormones, it's helping all kinds of health benefits that are going to make them a better husband for you, right, in the long run. And so, oh, if you hear that, that's thunder. Yeah, we get a lot of thunderstorms around here. But anyway, if we're in a difficult place in our relationship, though, and we can feel them pulling back, and there's a panic. It's almost like a panic button within us that goes off. And so we want to then connect. So we actually double up our reaching and pulling to draw them back close to us. Because in our reason and logic as a woman, well, he's pulling away, so I need to bring him back in, help him feel safe with me, and reconnect. And that's where, you know, we have the issue with intimacy, right? With women, where this is like the underground secret, right? For men, is a lot of men are struggling actually having intimacy with their wives. And see, you know, in the movies, it always shows the man as the pursuer. And then, you know, growing up, it's always, well, yeah, the man has all the testosterone and they're going to pursue their woman. So we get conditioned. Well, this is what a man's supposed to do. He's just supposed to pursue me all the time and is just take the lead, intimate wise, and all this kind of stuff. But we don't realize we're living in everyday life here. We're not in the movies. Because the movies are always going to pitch something to sell, right? Sell to their audience. And the reality is, you've got a lot of men that are battling with depression, hopelessness, feeling like they have no purpose. Another big thing for men is that helps them with feeling for having testosterone to even want to do anything, right? To have intimacy or anything, is they've got to feel successful. They've got to feel like they're contributing to life. They've got a purpose. This is so, so huge. And John talks about this in his messages for the men. But if a man doesn't have that feeling of purpose and contribution, he just shuts down. And especially if he's disconnected from God, it's even worse, right? And a lot of times men, when they don't feel like they're in their calling or doing what's in alignment for them, they will take it as rejection too from God. And so it's like, God's not even for me. So I've got to figure this out. My life is just horrible. And because they're just shut down, it's hard for them to even, they don't have any love for themselves. So it's like, how can they even, you know, because they're loathing themselves. They're loathing the state that they're in. And that is now spilling out onto their family, where they're loathing the fact They can't be the husband they want to be for their wife because now she wants to be intimate and I just have nothing to give. So now I'm a failure in that. So there you go, right? The opposite of success. So he's shutting down even more. My kids want my attention and I'm not present for them. So I'm loathing. I'm a failure in that. I'm out of alignment in the job. So I don't feel like I can give my full being, which I'm made for, is to give my all. And I feel like I can't do that, so I'm failing at that. I feel like I can't hear God, so I'm failing at that connection. And so all these things just pile up on the man, right? And this is where they close down and they start pulling away. And the woman doesn't understand this unless they've had a man really explain this to them, what they've gone through. And I didn't understand it for years because John was going through this. He went through several different seasons of depression. And so did I, and you know, and he, and there's just so many different changes going on just inside with just life and purpose and calling and all those kind of things. But see, to my reasoning as a woman, I didn't understand. So what do? We take it on ourselves to be the fixers and to, do everything we can to make things better for them and make their favorite food, and hey, let's go plan a trip. Hey, let's do this. Hey, let's be intimate, right? Because society says that a man wants it all the time. So here I am, you know, and then the man just has no energy or anything, and he rolls over onto the other side, and so then she's taking that. Oh my gosh, I'm the problem. Oh my gosh, how do I fix this? So then she starts panicking and she's feeling this pulling away again. And oh man, so then we double down, we go into our self-analysis again, and then we try to think of something else we can do to fix the problem and bring the solution. And this high tension energy and momentum on our side is spilling over to them, which now they're feeling like, I'm not enough. See, look at my wife. I'm not enough. And the wife's feeling, I'm not enough. Because look at how he's acting. So I'm not enough. Oh my gosh. So now I need to prove that I'm enough to him so that he'll want me, so that he'll need me, so that he'll let me back in. What's happening? And it just is a crazy spiral, isn't it? Crazy spiral. And so what do we do in this? And this is where we have to paddles up, right, guys? We have to paddles up. We have to surrender and drop into our spirit and really get present with the season and stage we're at in our journey with the Lord and say, okay, and come to the realization you haven't done anything wrong. This isn't necessarily about you. It, you know, when it comes to what they're going through, and they will tell you that, but you have to go, then look at what's going on inside with me. Why can't I feel okay inside of me when they're going through it? Why do I need them to change? Why do I need them to pop out of this? Why do I need them to feel better so I can feel better? And so you start seeing your attachments and dependency on the relationship where God is trying to show you, I need you to be fully satisfied within yourself and hold that place. And when you hold that place, they are able to pop out of it because you're now not coming under their low energy, but you're now choosing to be a separate human being, still in oneness and wholeness in the relationship. But you're choosing to just manage yourself, right? Instead of the relationship, to step back, observe, and feel, okay, what is it I need to see in this? Why do I need things to change on the outside around me to feel okay inside? That's a huge one, right? Why do I not feel okay inside? Why, you know, where we just get so dependent on somebody else. And this is a huge wake up to where we break free from being dependent on how somebody else is choosing to manage their life, even though we're with them in the same relationship. When we can let go and just relax, release, and trust the Lord and see what He's doing individually in you and let God do what He's going to do in them, because you know it's not working. You know it's not working when you keep trying to fix them. It just tightens them down and holds them in that place where they can't change, because they just keep feeling shame, of course, that they're putting on themselves, but they're processing it as shame and failure, right? And I know we went through this too, and I couldn't understand it. And John had to really explain to me what men go through and how, you know, it was one more straw on the camel's back of something that he wasn't doing right. You know, if I wanted to be intimate and he didn't have the energy or strength to, and I took it so hard for years. And, you know, when he was in these seasons of depression, and then he'd pull out of it, we'd do really good, right? But we've both chosen to say, God, do what it takes to just advance us on your path. We want the highest path. So for our journey, we've gone through several seasons of just like hardcore training, internal training, right? So of just letting go of the ego, letting go of wrong beliefs, letting go of all kinds of stuff. And I'm sure you guys have been too. So, but anyway, yeah, how did I come out of that rejection feeling, right? And it really, really helped for years. It's so funny. For years, I didn't believe John. I just thought, well, but that doesn't make sense. Why don't you, you know, want to just desire me, you know? And I mean, how many men wouldn't want a wife that wants to be intimate? And because usually it's the opposite, right? Where the men are like, man, my wife doesn't want to be intimate with me. And I don't know what to do about that. And so I just, for the life of me, couldn't understand it. And well, come to find out, this is actually quite an epidemic going on with men right now. And it, again, it's just a loss of purpose and just feeling rejected, feeling disqualified, and all that depression and all of that will completely close a man up. Because think about it, when you're in survival mode, it's not a time to, quote, procreate or create at all. Can you create anything when you're in survival mode? You have to be able to relax. You have to be in a relaxed, joyful state for inspiration and love to percolate up, right? But when you're in survival, it's all about pulling everything in and getting ready to be in fight or flight. And so the last thing on your mind is pleasure and enjoyment and celebration and all those kind of things. Now, it doesn't make it right, right? That's where we should be with the Lord regardless. And that's where the maturity and growth comes in, to where we can be in that state of rest no matter what we're going through, because we've come to find out it's all an inside job and the outside world is just mirroring where you're at in the journey. So I started finally getting it with John, and he made a commitment too, to regardless, you know, of how he was feeling, he was going to choose to override it and just still choose to make that important connection together. And it really, really helped, of course, right, with our relationship. And but I had to resolve it in myself too, to let go of just feeling or needing to have that connection to feel safe, to feel secure, to have that bonding. And I don't know what it is. I mean, I'd love to study this out even further. You know, when men are stressed, they pull away. When women are stressed, they want to pull in. They want to pull the man in because we want to feel that sense of stability and security. So anyway, I know there's a lot more scientific proof and understanding and psychology to it all, but yeah. So, so what do you do though? You like, when your man is pulling away, what can you do? And so here's the self-talk, you guys. We have to be willing to let go in the moment, because we know it's not working by trying to be the fix-it. And a lot of times that's our ego, because we really are edging God out, saying, God, you're not fast enough. You're not hurrying enough. I need to get in there and fix this relationship to save us. Whereas the best thing we could do is come away, still ourselves in meditation and soaking, and just drop into our spirit and listen. Listen, feel your body, feel what the fears are coming up. We got to sit there and just feel and listen. What are these beliefs I'm believing? and allow them to come up. And instead of shaming yourself, send love to them. Send love to them so that they can heal. You're that powerful to bring this self-healing to yourself, to bring this stability, because it's coming from God and the river of life within you. And so when we do that, you'll feel such a peace of the Lord's presence just come over you. And just be still. He is the most incredible reassurer. You know, he is, as you guys know, he's a friend that sticks close to your side, closer than a brother. And you know, sometimes it's really good just to write out your heart to God. Just write it out. Share everything with him. He's always there to listen, and he has the best questions to ask you to get you to come to the solutions. And nobody knows him like you. That's why, I mean, it's good to go to friends and just kind of get it out just to help manage it. But the ultimate best is going with God and just talking it out. And you know, sometimes we run from him and we don't do that because we feel like failures ourselves. And so our ego is still trying to fix. So we go from trying to fix our husband, then we go to trying to fix ourselves. Like, I should know better. I should know better. And I can do this. I can overcome this. I can go overcome this. And so we start just talking ourselves out of this and that. And all the time we're frustrated and flustered. And I'm telling you, once I've moved past that and I actually just give in to that still small voice to come away with God and just write to him. I open up my Gmail with a blank, you know, paper, and I just start writing, or I say, here I am, God, just tell me what you'd like to share with me. Tell me what I need to hear, you know? And so sure enough, he just gives the best wisdom, and he talks and, you know, shares about where you're at in the journey. And he'll do this for anyone. It's not like, well, that's great for you, Amy. Yeah, you can hear God. We all can hear him. Rather than believing that, oh, I can't hear God, well, then that's what you're going to get. But if you come like a little child and say, you know what, I do hear God and I can hear God, and you show up, sit there, and be expectant to listen, he will share with you what's going on. All you got to do is just ask a question. Just ask him something and be ready to write down his response. This is really good when you're writing because it helps pull your ego in your mind that wants to be the chatty Cathy and usurp God's voice coming through. It gives them something to focus on and do so you can actually hear your spirit talk. Hear God talk through your spirit, right? So anyway, you know, so the self-talk here though, guys, is you've done all you can do. And you've done all you can do and share with yourself that you are allowed to feel this way. You're allowed to feel hurt. You're allowed to feel scared. You're allowed to feel the unknown and be okay in it. You're allowed to not understand what's going on. You're allowed to not know what's going on. You're allowed to not make sense out of it. So just start releasing yourself by allowing and sending love to yourself. That is going to free you up so much. And just take the limits off of the judgments on the situation, the expectations on the situation or the person. Take them off and say, God, take me on the highest path. I'm yours. I know we're all individually on a journey, regardless whether we're together or not. We're all individually on our own journey here in this life. And outside circumstances and contrast are building your inner man, your development, your spirit, and your soul to grow and expand. That's why we're here. We're learning how to love. We're learning how to grow. And so, yeah, it's a lot better life when we'll detach from the outcome and our judgments and expectations and just allow yourself. You're okay. Everything's going to work out. You're just walking this through moment by moment. And rather than shifting the focus to what am I doing wrong or I need to fix them, just go into what if nothing is going wrong? What if there's something right going here and I just can't see it and it's emerging, but I'm so focused on my needs and my wants that I can't see the inner development that's trying to birth through me, to birth me into a whole new place in revelation in both of us. And so just allow yourself to go there and know that you're safe in his arms. You're safe in God's arms. He's got you. He's got your mate. And everything is always working out for you, regardless of the outcome. So it's a win-win. Everything is always working out for you. So I just want to encourage you with that. Just some nuggets, you know, in the 25 minutes here. I hope it helps. And of course, you know, John and I will be doing several more messages, you know, on he's doing ones for men, I'm doing ones for women, and then we'll be doing ones for couples too, and just any way we can help. We're all on this journey together, but we're just all at different places and different seasons of development. So, but anyway, just know, remember, everything is always working out for you. Hold to that, and you're going to feel life get easier, and you'll feel like you can breathe again. So, all right, love you. Take care.